But with me now at London Bridge is Chris Fribbins, who's the Kent organiser for the independent rail users group Rail Future. He's also a commuter as well. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Libby.
Now, can you just describe where you came from this morning and what your journey was like?
A nice little deserted station called Higham. It's actually quite busy, and it does in the peaks have the alternative of Cannon Street and Charing Cross trains. Normally it's Charing Cross, but in the peak you have a choice of Cannon Street. Lovely smooth running actually this morning.
So you got on a Cannon Street train and were able to stop here at London Bridge?
Yes, straightforward. In fact, it was directly on time. There was no delay at all.
So what difference will this work make to your journey, or do you think it won't make any difference at all?
Well, it removes a major choice. I mean, London Bridge is a major interchange station to the Tube and bus network, and it's obviously just a short walk across the bridge to the city as well. So it's a very important interchange station. To take it out does mean that people have got to think about planning their journeys a bit more, and maybe some journeys will be longer.
You're from the independent rail users group, Rail Future. What do you think of the way the rail operator is handling these works here?
I mean, this is not unprecedented. I think if you go back to people might even remember the 70s when there was a major rebuild here at London Bridge, and even in the 50s there was a major rebuild. So these things do happen. And I must say, it's not just about platforms. I mean, the main reason for this work is actually the Thameslink programme, and it will smooth the flow of trains, Thameslink and South Eastern, through London Bridge, because at the moment there's quite a lot of conflict. That delays trains and causes queues for trains to get into London Bridge. So the aim is to smooth the flow of traffic, not just build a new vanity station for Network Rail.
I mean, there is going to be 18 months or even 3 years of disruption for commuters, but what can they expect when this is all finished? What will the future look like?
Well, I've been impressed so far with the planning exercise and how much work has been done. Not all bases have been covered. There are a few gaps. People have found problems where ticket machines have offered them very expensive tickets because of the new arrangements, which will have to be sorted out. There's been a lot of information. If you're tech savvy, you would know this work was happening, and you'd know what the advantages of it are. But if you're not tech savvy, you're a less frequent user, or maybe you can't even get an internet signal on your phone, you may not. So yeah, some of this work may be a surprise. And yes, it's 3 years of significant disruption. People are used to just a standard journey into work every morning. People don't like change, and it's going to take a bit of getting used to.
So Network Rail say this has been in the planning since 2000. How much have they been consulting with passenger groups like yourself and working with groups like your own about what's happening here?
Well, there's been major consultations, stakeholder meetings and briefings and discussions with individual groups like ourselves about the work. As I say, it was originally called Thameslink 2000. The plans were to get this work done and complete by 2000. But because of planning delays and other delays, it's now happening in 2014 and 2018 before it finishes.
Can you just describe, as a rail passenger group, what commuters and other rail passengers, what they will experience in 3 years' time, what they can expect from London Bridge Station? They'll have to go through 3 years or 18 months of disruption, but what can they expect? The future will be good for them, will it?
Well, the whole idea is to, say, improve the smoothness of trains through London Bridge. So there's a separation of the Thameslink trains, which run up to Blackfriars. The trains that run into Cannon Street will be on their own track. The trains running to Cannon Street will be on their own track. So a lot less excuse for things to conflict with each other. So it should be a much smoother, a much better frequent and punctual timetable. But disruption happens, and that's what we as an organisation are really talking about, because it seems to be going very well today. I must say, my journey up's been good, but the proof will be when things go wrong. You know, there'll be a signalling problem, there'll be problems with trespassers and things. So on the line, it's how they handle that that's really going to affect users.
Now, there are concessions and compensation being offered to those who are going to be inconvenienced. What do you think of those? Do they go far enough?
It's going to be very much down to an individual how they're going to be affected by this work. And some people have been asking for positive benefit, actually, that they would probably save money if they did it. A bit difficult to see that. But generally, the compensation arrangements with TfL works quite well in the past when there's been disruption, so there's no reason to think they're not going to work quite well now. There are problems occasionally when even South Eastern don't think about the alternatives, like the high-speed line from St Pancras. If